Today's share is Masechta Shavuos Daf Lamed Hey. We will begin in Daf Lamed Hey on an Aleph at the Mishnah towards the top of the Amid. Says the Mishnah, in continuing to discuss the halachas of Shavuos Ha'edus. Meshbi Ani Aleichem, the Toveya demands of the Edom to say Edus, Imlo Tov Over to the Uni, unless you come and say Edus on my behalf. Shama Ish Ploni Litanli Masayim Zuz. That this person promised to give me 200 zuz for loy nosan, and he hasn't given them to me. The halacha is harayel p'turim. This is not a situation of shvuas eidus. For says the Mishnah, shein chayovim ella. There is only a chiyuv for shvuas eidus in a situation where was tfias momen kipel kodin, where it's similar to the situation of bikodin, which means as follows. As we're going to learn, and we've mentioned previously, a shvuas habikadon means that the person knows for sure, I know for sure that I left the bikadon by this individual who's now denying it. It's a certain obligation that he has to me. In a case where someone promised to someone else that he's going to give him a gift of 200 zuz, that is an obligation that's not a hard and fast obligation. It's not a certain obligation, because the person could always retract from his obligation to give that gift, and therefore it's not comparable to Bikadon, and therefore the din of Shavuos Eidus will not apply there. And as the Tosfos Yontov goes on to explain, even if it were a situation where a commitment was made to give this as staka, the individual supposed to receive the money is a oni, and it's supposed to be given as staka, and that is really not a pledge that one could retract on. Still, says the Tosfos Yontov, it's not the kind of pledge that could be demanded that Beis Din get involved. Because it's only in a situation where if I owe you money, you owe me money, is the halacha that's an obligation that Beis Din will get involved with. An obligation to give a donation to someone is not an obligation that Beis Din will demand to get involved with. And therefore, it's not considered a real tfias mammon. And since it's not considered a real tfias mammon, that's why there is no din here of shvuas ha'edus. Next case, meshbi ani aleichem, where he makes a shvua that kishtiduli edus, when you will know edus on my behalf, shetov over to the uni, you should come and say such testimony. Again, harei l'paturim, this is not a situation of shvuas ha'edus. The shvuah comes before the testimony is known, and the chiyuv of shvuas eidus only applies, as we have been learning so extensively, in a case of tfias mammon with a real financial obligation. Here there is no real financial obligation yet, and therefore the din of shvuas eidus doesn't apply. Amid beis haknesses, if somebody was standing in shul v'omar, and he says mashbi ani aleichem, he makes the people there swear, Shim atem yoidim li edus, that if you know edus on my behalf, should tovova to the uni, say, you have to say this testimony, and they swear, or they say amen, falsely, the loch is a p'turim, that there's no chiv here too of shuas edus, and this too we will omit to Shem, explain this more in the Gemara. Another case, Amr l'shnayim, if he says to two individuals, Mashbi ani aleichem, Ish Ploini Ploini, I make you swear, Shematem Yoidim Li Edis, if you know Edis, should tovova to the uni, that you should come and say testimony on my behalf. Shvua, and they respond with a shvua, She'en Adam Yoidim L'cha Edis, that we don't know Edis on your behalf, which truthfully, Heim Yoidim Loi Edis, they do know Edis. However, the Edis they know is not really a acceptable form of edus, because it's a situation of edus aid me pi aid. They didn't witness it themselves. It's only an aid me pi aid. Oy shayach mem kar of apostle, or one of the aidim is a kar of apostle. So since they can't say edus, therefore halach is harei el p'tur. And in fact, I saw that the Rishonim asked, Tosfos already asks, what is the Mishnah teaching us that we haven't already learned? The Mishnah teaching us the people who are disqualified from being Edom aren't Edus. That's a halacha that's well known. What does the Mishnah come to teach here? So Tosfos answers, that what the Mishnah is coming to teach us is the halacha of nimtz echemhem karv apostle. That here we're referring to a situation, explains Tosfos, where there are a number of Edom, and one of them is disqualified aid. That we've learned previously, nimtz echemhem, if one of the group of Edom is a karv apostle, he disqualifies the entire group. And that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. That's why, if that's the case here, so the entire group is disqualified, and therefore it's not a situation of Shavuos to Eidus. And as Tosfos Yontov explains, even though this is a well-known halacha, that Nimtz Echemem Karav Apostle, that the entire group is disqualified, says the Tosfos Yontov, this halacha of Nimtz Echemem Karav Apostle has not, we haven't learned this halacha yet in our Masechta, and this is the place where this our Masechta teaches us this halacha. But there are Rishonim to give a different explanation to why this Mishnah needed to teach us this din. Because even though, as we just explained, these people are disqualified from being Edom, still, why would be the halacha if both litigants to the Din Torah accepted that these individuals should be allowed to say testimony? That's what our Mishnah is teaching us, that still, even if the two litigants accepted upon themselves that such individuals could say Edus, they're still Pasla Edus, and that's why the halachah of Shavuos Edus won't apply. Says the Mishnah another case, Shalch Biyar Avdoi, if somebody sent the claim with his Eved, it wasn't the Toveya who approached the Edim, it was the Nitva who approached the Edim, and he said, Mashbiyani Aleichem, Shim'atim Yoidim Li Edus, I make you swear that if you know Edus, that you should come and say the Edus. Harei el peturim, the halacha of Shavuos Edus doesn't apply. At sheyishma pir toveya, unless it's the toveya himself who demands. And again, this is the halacha that it's the toveya that has to make the demand. Here too, the Rishonim point out, why did the Mishnah speak specifically about a case that he sent this request with his Eved? So the Rishonim give, I saw in the Rishonim a number of approaches. One approach is that the basis of this halacha, as I just said, is that it has to be the person himself, not a shliach. But since we know that an eved, yad aved ki yad rabbi, and an eved is considered very similar to his owner, and maybe therefore the eved may be considered an extension of his owner, and the halacha ought to be that he can be a person, he can be considered as a toveya, teaches us the Mishnah that no, it's the toveya himself and no one else, not even his Eved. That's one approach I saw. Another approach I saw is as follows. We had in the Gemara the other day that even though it has to be the toveya himself, as I just said, who demands the shvu, who demands that they say Edus, but we also learned that if the toveya gives a harshah, gives a power of attorney to the shliach, then the halacha is that it's that person is considered an acceptable case of Shavuos Edus. Explain the Rishonim. To give a power of attorney, one can give a power of attorney to someone else, but there is no ability to give a harshah, to give a power of attorney to an eved, and that's why the Mishnah is teaching us that through an eved, given that he's an individual that can never get a harshah, it's impossible for that person, for that eved ever to be the one to demand the Shavuos Edus. As we've mentioned previously, there is a fundamental machloikus rishonim that, as our Mishnah just quoted, quite a number of situations where Shavuos Edus is not applicable. Will there be at least here a din of Shavuos Bitui? The opinion of the Rambam is that indeed there is a din of Shavuos Bitui in these cases. The opinion of the Rosh and the Meiri is that there is no Shavuos Edus, nor there is there Shavuos Bitui. The opinion of the Ramban and the Namuki Yosef is there's two types of disqualifications that are mentioned in our Mishnah. One type of disqualification of our Mishnah is that the people are not qualified to say Edus. Eid Mipi Eid, Kroibim Apsulim. There, say the Ramban, and the Mukhi Yosef, Shuas Edus isn't applicable, but Shuas Bitui will be applicable. But there are other cases that have been mentioned in our Mishnah, that it's not the issue in the individuals incapable of saying Edus, but rather it's a halacha in Hilchas Shuas Edus. For example, where it wasn't asked of them at the right way or at the right time. In such a case, according to these Rishonim, neither the din of Shuas Edus nor the din of Shuas Bitui will apply. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Mashbieni Aleichem, Im Leitovav Tovdiyani, I make you swear, Shama Ishploini Lita Mesheimzos, that the Tovei approaches the Edim and says, I need you to say testimony that this person promised to give me the money, and he hasn't. One would think that this should be a case with Edom for falsely denying knowing any testimony. The din of Shuas Edom should be applied. We learn Gzeir Shava Techta from. We should learn the Gzeir Shava Techta between Shuas Edom and Shuas Abkadon. And as the Mefarshim point out, in our previous year, we had four opinions on how we know different the halacha that Shuas Edus only applies by Tfias Mammon. It was the opinion of Reb Shimon, the last and fourth opinion cited in that Braisa, that learns the Gzeir Shava Techta Techta between Shuas Edus and Shuas Epikadon. Tamalayma Techta Techta L'Gzeir Shava. Nem Mekan Techta. The Torah uses the words Techta regarding Shuas Edus. Nem Lahalan, the Torah uses the words Techta regarding Shuas Epikadon. Malahalan is referring to a situation of Tfias Mammon V'Yeshloi, that somebody's demanding to be cardoned from the other person, and that person has that money in his hand. Afkan, here too, it's referring to a situation of a tfias moment that Yeshloi, there and only there will there be a din of Shuas Edus. The next case of our Mishnah was Mashbini Aleichem, where somebody approached Edom to say testimony, Kishateduli Edus, when you will know Edus on my behalf. Tana Rabbanan, there's a braisa that speaks about this case. Mashbia ne'aleichem, where somebody says to them, I make say a shvua that kishetedu li edus, when you will know edus, shetovav to the uni, you will come and say testimony on my behalf. Yoch yechayavim, we will think that they're chayiv. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, v'shama kol ola who aid a ra a yada. This is a pasuk that's mentioned regarding shvua sa'edus. Misha Kodme Edus L'Shua, the Torah is teaching us only in a case where the Edus is before the Shua, that's when the din of Shua Edus will apply, for Loisha Kodme Shua Edus, not in the case where the Shua is made before they know any testimony. Continues the Mishnah. Amid Beis HaKnesses, if somebody stands in the Shul, for Omar, and he says to Edom Ashbiyan Aleichem, then the din of Shua Edus doesn't apply. Amr Shmuel, says Shmuel, when is this said? Afilo Eda Beineyam. Even when the Edom are standing amongst these individuals in the shul. Still, since he didn't speak to the Edom directly, the din of Shvuos Edus doesn't apply. Says Amr Pshita, of course that's the case. If they're not there, if they weren't there, certainly there wouldn't be a din of Shvuos Edus. Says the Marla Tzricha, it's referring to the situation, the Koya Levi, the Toveya is standing right next to the Edom. Ma the Tema. So one would think, Command Amelu Dami, since he's standing right next to them, it should be considered like he's speaking to them, and the din of Shvuos Edus, or to apply, Kamash Mulan, that it doesn't. Tanya Namihachi, and so too do we indeed learn a Braisa. Roa see Shabnei Adam Amdim. If somebody sees a group of people standing, for Adav Beinayim, and his Adam are amongst this group, Vamlem, and he says to them, Mashbieni Aleichem, I make you swear, Ematum Yoidim Li Adis, if you know Adis on my behalf, Shetovavatuduni, you should come and say that Adis on my behalf, Yochel Yechayovim, we would think that they're Chayiv, Tamaloimer Vu Aid. They have to be Verela Yichet Edov. It has to be that he specifies the Edom. He specifically speaks to them and says that they should say testimony on his behalf. Yochel, we would think, Afila Omer Kola Oimdom Kan, even if he was a little more specific in his speaking, and he says, all those who are standing here, that the din of Shuas Eidus still does not apply. Tamaloimer fu Eid. Vereyecher Eidov. Since he specified those that are standing here, that is a raya that it's considered like he's speaking to them, and therefore the din of Shuas Eidus will apply. However, there is a machloikis Rishonim, machloikis Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi says that even though our Bryce is teaching us that even he doesn't have to be that so very specific, and it still will be Shuas Eidus, it has to at least be, according to Rashi, that he's standing next to the Eidim in order that the din of Shuas Eidus should apply. However, the Rambam seems to learn that as long as he used this more specific language than the language used in the Mishnah, even though he's not, the Toveya is not exactly standing next to the Eidim, the halacha is that that will be considered a case of Shuas Eidus. Furthermore, the Rambam says they have to be standing, the Besdin has to be there, because if Besdin isn't there, as we've learned earlier, Shuas Eidus, at least according to the opinion of Chachamim, has to be in the place where the Besdin is standing. Om L'Shnayim, we've learned further in the Mishnah, if he says to two people, Mashbiyani Aleichem, and they're not kosher Eidim, then the din of Shuas Eidus doesn't apply. Tanur Rabbanan, Om L'Shnayim, if he said to two people, Mashbiyani Aleichem Ploini Ploini, I make you swear, Em Atem Yodim Le'Eidus, if you know Eidus on me, for my behalf, Shetavav to Eini, Ve'en Yodim Le'Eidus, they do know Eidus, but the Eidus they know is Eid Mi Pi Eid, Oishahayim Em Echad Karav Apostle, they aren't kosher Eidim, Yoch Yeicha Yovim, Tamaloyma Im Lo Yagid V'Nosa Avoyna. The din of Shuas Eidus only applies, but ruling like God that cost me the other, people who are eligible to say Eidus, these are not kosher Eidim. Shoch Biat Avdoi, we learned in the Mishnah, if the Taveya didn't approach the Eidim himself, but he sent this message through his Eved, Tan Rabon, Shoch Biat Avdoi, if he sent it through his Eved, or Shomalem and Nitfa, it was the Nitfa that approached the Eidim, who, and said, Mashbiya Neichem Shematim Yodim Li Eidus, Shetavav Tidua, Yochli Yechayovim, that the din of Shuas Eidus ought to apply, Tamaloimer, Im Layagid, Venosa Avoyna. Asked him in my Talmudah, how do we learn from this pasuk that it has to be the Toveya himself making the request? Otherwise, the din of Shuas Eidus doesn't apply. Amar v'loza im lo yagid ksiv. So the Torah when the Torah spells the word loy, it spells it lamed vav aleph. Im lo yagid. If he won't say Eidus specifically for the Toveya, then v'nasa avoynai. However, v'mlach lo yagid, but if he's refusing to say Eidus, not for the Tavei, but for a different individual, then potter, the din of Shuas Eidus doesn't apply. Continues the Mishnah. Mashbiyani aleichem. If somebody uses the words, Mashbiyani aleichem, Mitzavani aleichem, Oisrachamani, Hareel chayovim, all of these cases are cases where the din of Shuas Eidus will apply. In order for it to be considered a case of Shuas Eidus or Shuas Hapikadon, the Shua has to be made with the Shem Hashem. Says the Mishnah, if somebody uses the words B'Shamayim U'Ba'aretz, Harei Eilu B'Turim, that's not a case of Shuas Eidus. It's not considered that he properly used Hashem's name, as we will explain in the Gemara, as we will explain him to Shem in the Gemara why. However, if he said Aleph Dalet, he said the Shem of Aleph Dalet Nun Yod, or B'Yod Kei, and here too there's Machlokes Rishonim. Many Rishonim explain that what the Mishnah here means when it says Yod Kei, it means the Shem HaMefoirish of Yod Kei Vav Kei. However, there are many Mefarshim that say that that's the Tosfos HaRosh, that says that's not what the Mishnah means, because they explain that it's obvious if Aleph Dalid is considered a Shem Hashem through which it's considered a Shuas Haedis, certainly Yud Kei Vav Kei would be the same. And therefore the Tosfos HaRosh says here it means Yud Kei without the Vav Kei. Furthermore, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, what is the din regarding Shuas Bitui? Does a Shuas Bitui require a Shem Hashem to be considered a Shuas Bitui? Or is it only Shuas Eidus and Shuas Habikadon, but not Shuas Bitui? So if somebody used the name of Hashem of Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, or Shakai, or Tzvokos, Chanon, Verachum, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, or Bekola Kinuyim, or any of the other Kinuyim of Hashem, that's considered the Shem Hashem was used, Re'el Chayovim, and there would be a din of Shuas Ha'edis. There's a din that if somebody Chas V'Sholem is Mekalel Shem Hashem, if somebody's Chas V'Sholem Mekalel Shem Hashem, he's Chayiv Misa. And here too the question is, what does that, with which Shem? So according to Rabbi Meir, HaMekalel B'Kulon, using any of the Shem Hashem Chayiv, then he's Chayiv. Devarei Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say it's only considered Mekalel Shem Hashem when you use the Shem HaMefirish. There's a Mechloikas Rishonim. We learned in Masechet Sanhedrin that to be considered a situation of Mekalel Shem Hashem Rechmal Tzlon, it has to be Mekalel Shem B'Shem Yaka Yoisi Es Yoisi. And the question is, when Rameya says that the Kenuyim, when the Chachamim and Rameya disagree, are they referring to both Shem as Hashem? Is it only the first one or the second one? HaMekalel Ovev Imoy, the Torah says Rechmal Tzlon, if somebody's Mekalel his parents with a Shem Hashem, he's Chayiv Misa. So here too, HaMekal Aviv Imoy B'Kulon Chayiv. V'chomim Divrei Rameya, V'chomim Poitrim, V'chomim say that you potter. However, the Rambam says, when the Chomim here say that you potter, what they mean is, you only potter for Misa B'dei Shemayim, but a Chayiv Malkus will exist for being Mekalel apparent even with a Kenuyim. HaMekalel Atzmai, we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem that there's an Isser for one to curse himself or for one to curse someone else. Here, everybody agrees that if you use a Shem, even if you use one of the Kinuyim, you're over that Lois Asay. And as the Mefarshim explain, it will become clear in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem, given that this is not an Aveir, these are not Aveiris for which there is a Chiv Misa, therefore, so any Shem Hashem causes one to be over this Aveira. If somebody says, if the Taveya says to his Edom, Yach Hashem Elokim, Yach Hashem Elokim, Zui Iyo Ola Ksub B'Torah, this is what the Torah means with Shvuas HaOloh, that one is over Shvuas HaEdis. If somebody used the words, however, Al Yacha, if you testify, you should not be stricken, meaning that if you don't testify, you will be stricken. Or v'irechecha, if you do say testimony, you'll be blessed. Otherwise, not. V'yetevloch, Rameya says that it is considered a case of Shuas Eidus, v'cham poitrim. Pashu Pshat in the Mishnah, as will become clear in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara, is that Rameya is of the opinion that we say Mechlal Lav Atashmei Hain, Mechlal Hain Atashmei Lav, and therefore this will be considered a case of Shuas Eidus, whereas the Chum disagree. Others explain that Rameya doesn't require that the Shua be that explicit, and that's why it's considered a case of Shuas Hashem, whereas the Chachamim hold that it has to be explicit in order that it should be considered Shem Hashem. Begins the Gemara. Mashbieni Aleichem. If somebody said Mashbieni Aleichem, then it's going to be a case of Shuas Eidus. Ask the Gemara, my comer, exactly what did the Toveya say in the first case of the Mishnah that it should be considered a case of Shuas Eidus? This is what he said. If somebody says Mashbi ani aleichem b'shua hamur b'tayra, or uses the words Mitzava ani aleichem b'tzava hamur b'tayra, or he says Oisrachem ani b'yisra om b'tayra, given that these are all words, Isr, Tzivui, Shvua, are all words that are used in the Torah, therefore the halacha is that it's considered a valid Shua. Ask the Gemara, Omle Abaya, Elo Hodotani Reb Chiya, Kavelchem Ani. If they use the words Kavelchem Ani, I'm chaining you. Hare Elo Chayovim, it's considered a case of Shuas Eidus. Ask Abaya, according to your teaching, koivul baraisa miksiv. Does the Torah use that word that it should be considered a lashon shvua? Elam abaya hachikama. If he said the words mashbi ani lech mishvua or metzav ani lech mishvua or yasrach mani bishvua kavelch mani bishvua, given that he used these words, that's why it's considered a valid shvua. Here we have two machlokes rishonim. How to understand this gemara? Rashi is of the opinion that he used in all these cases the shem Hashem, and because he used the shem Hashem, that's why it's considered a valid shvua. However, there are Rishonim, the Rambam says, that obviously, if he used the Shem Hashem, it would be a full-fledged Shvuah. And therefore, he explains that the Gemara here is referring that just because he used the word the Shvuah, that's why it's considered a valid Shvuah, even though he didn't use the Shem Hashem, because he said the word Shvuah. The real Nil seems to have sort of a compromised position. He says you don't have to have the Shem Hashem. It's enough if you say b'shvua ha'amura b'toira, coupled with the fact that the person who's making the shvua is holding on to sefer Torah, and therefore then it can be considered a valid shvua even though he didn't use the shem Hashem. The Mishnah said ba'alaf dala b'yutkei b'shakei b'tzvokesh b'chanim v'rachum b'erach apayim b'rav chesed. Ask the Gemara l'memra. According to this line of reasoning, it seems the Chan and Virachum Shemus Nenhu are considered Shem Hashem. Ask the Gemara of Viriminu, we learned in the Braisa, Yei Shemus Senachokim, there are Shemus Hashem that may be erased. Yei Shemus Enanachokim, and there are Shemus Hashem that may not be erased. Eilu Shemus Enanachokim, which are the Shemus that may never be erased? Kigoin, Kale, Elokecho, Elokim, Elokechem, Eyesh Eyer. Machlokes, is it only when you wrote both ayahs, or even if he wrote just one ayah, that din will apply? Aleph Dalid, V'yud Kei, Shakai Tzvokos, Harei Elu Nimchokim. These are all names that may be erased. Avol, Hagodol, Hagibor, Hanoira, Hoadir, Hachozek, Hoamitz, Chan V'rachum, Erech Paim V'rav Chesed, all of these are Shem Hashem, Harei Elu Nimchokim. That may be erased. So it's obvious that Chan and Virachim are not considered Shem Hashem, the proof being that they may be erased. So how come our Mishnah is saying that you could use it for a Shvua? Amar Abaya answers Abaya Masnisim. Our Mishnah refers to a situation when he said Chanon, he meant B'mishu Chanon, B'mishu Rachum Kamer. He means the one that's Chanon or the one that's Rachum. Who's the one that's a Chamnon? Who's the one that's a Rachum? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei Rava, ask Rava, if that's the way we're going to understand Chanun V'Rachum in our Mishnah, so why don't we just say the same B'Shemayim V'Oretz Nami? Why don't we say the same regarding Shemayim V'Oretz and say B'mi Shemayim means B'mi Shemayim V'Oretz Shaloi Kamer? Answer the Gemara Hachi Kashta. We can't compare the two cases. Hasam, since there is nobody else that's called Rachem V'Chanon, so when he said Rachem V'Chanon, Vadai, what does he certainly mean? B'mishu Chanon, or V'yada B'mishu Rachem Kamer. Kivin, however, regarding Shemayim V'Oretz, Kivin Dika Shemayim V'Oretz, the Shemayim V'Oretz doesn't specifically mean the one who owns the Shemayim V'Oretz. The Shemayim V'Oretz comma, he means the Shemayim V'Oretz, he doesn't mean Misha Shemayim Shaloi V'Oretz Shaloi. The Meiri explains that we look at the way people speak, and when people speak, they speak about Shemayim V'Oretz without necessarily meaning Hashem. There is a Machloikis Rishonim. If the word Shemayim V'Oretz were used, is it a Shvua at all? The Meiri, the Rambam says that it is considered a Shvua, but it's interesting that the Meiri points out that's only for Ma'oritz, who may not be able to make this distinction that the Gemara just made. Regarding a Talmud Chacham, that distinction is obvious, and Shemayim V'Oretz, according to the Meiri, is entirely not a Shvua. Furthermore, the Ritva asks, Rachem V'Chanon, the Gemara says, means Mishu Rachem Mishu Chanon. Ask the Ritva, are they not people who are Rachem V'Chanon, or Rachem V'Chanon limited to Hashem? So the Ritva answers that whenever we say Rachem V'Chanun, even when we're referring to people, from where do the Rachem V'Chanun, from where do people get that midah of Rachem V'Chanun? They get that midah of Rachem V'Chanun from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, whenever Chanun V'Rachem is said, it emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Machloikis Rishonim, if one is allowed to use the name Chanun V'Rachem in a place, is allowed to say the name Chanun V'Rachem in a place where the Shem Hashem may not be used. The Rambam, and so Paskins the Shulchan Aruch, says that you're allowed to say Rachem V'Chanun in a Beis HaKisei. And that is a very fundamental machloikis, how we look at the name Rachem V'Chanun. Because our Gemara is teaching us that Rachem V'Chanun is considered the name of Hashem as far as the Shvuah is concerned. The Rambam, as the Shulchan Aruch just told us, but it doesn't have the full-fledged name of Hashem, and that's why it's allowed to be used in the bathroom. A question comes up, let's say someone forgot to make a bracha, doesn't know if he made a bracha, doesn't know if he's obligated to make a bracha. So there are Paiskim, Deishal Avram, Pnei Yeshua, suggest what he should say is Brich Rechmona. If you forgot to make a Hamotzi Lech Menorot, you say Brich Rechmona Da Haipita. Because the Manavshach, if you're obligated to make the Bracha, our Gemara just taught us the Rachum can be considered a Shem Hashem. If you're not obligated to make the Bracha, then Rachum is not considered the Shem Hashem. We just said you're allowed to say it in a bathroom, and therefore it's a safe way of avoiding Yeshayel. That is the opinion of Esh Avram and Pnei Yeshua. Rabbi Kivega disagrees. Kivega says that it all travels together. And if our Gemara is saying that Rachem V'Chanun is considered a kinui, if it's considered a kinui as far as Shem Hashem, it's also considered the Shem Hashem regarding Shem Shemai, being mighty Shem Shemai L'Vatala. And if you can't say Rachem V'Chanun, if Rachem V'Chanun constitutes a Shvuah, so too should Rachem V'Chanun constitute Shem Hashem regarding mighty Shem Shemai L'Vatala. Interesting to note also that the Sefer Yaakov Me'am Lawyers adds another word that is considered the Shem Hashem, and that's the word Emes. Since we know that the Gemara says Chosmai Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu is Emes, so therefore Emes is certainly considered the Shem Hashem, and if somebody uses the word Emes, it's as if he's using the Shem Hashem, and therefore particularly those that speak Ivrit should be careful to avoid using the word Be'emet, Be'emes, because it could be creating a Shvuah. Tanabon Kosef, if somebody wrote the letters Aleph Lamed Melakim from the word Elokim, or he wrote the letters Yud Kei Mi'ashem, or Harei Zeh Inan Nimchak, it may not be erased. We know that the Shem Hashem may never be erased, and this is not, these letters are considered the Shem Hashem, and therefore they may not be erased. But if somebody wrote Shin Dalad Mishakai, or Aleph Dalad Ma'adoinoi, or Tzadi Bei Mitzvokos, Harei Zeh Nimchak, it may be erased. And as the Rishonim the Ritva says, it's not only Tzadi Beis from Tzvokos, it's even more than that. So just like by Shakai, it's two letters, because once you write the third letter, you have the full Shem Hashem. So the Gemara, the Braisa, wanting to remain consistent, writes here also two letters, but really the halacha would be even by more than two letters, this then would apply. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yossi Yomer, Tzvokos Kulay. If somebody wrote the whole word Tzvokos, then the halacha is that Nimchak may be erased. Why? Because Rav Yossi is of the opinion Shloi Nikra Tzvokos El Hashem Yisrael. The Tzvokos is not representing Hashem Hashem. Tzvokos represents Klai Yisrael. Shenemar V'tzoysi Tzvoysi Hashem Bnei Yisrael Mi Eretz Mitzrayim. So tzvakish doesn't reflect Hashem's name, and therefore may be erased. Amishmul and Alok Reb Yossi. The Alok doesn't follow Reb Yossi. However, there are shitas, there are rishonim that have the girsa in our Gemara that actually tzvakish that the Alok is like Reb Yossi. Furthermore, according to our girsa in the Gemara, I saw that the mefarshim that explain that why does the Gemara have to say ein Alok Reb Yossi? Of course the halacha is not like Reb Yossi. We have a rule. B'yachad the rabbim, halacha k'rabbim. So if the chacham argued with Reb Yossi, we obviously followed the opinion of the chachamim. Explain those mefarshim. Since over here Reb Yossi is giving a very viable explanation, and therefore, since he's giving a very viable explanation, the halacha is, we may think that the halacha is that way. That's why the Mishnah has to teach, the Brice has to teach us, Shmuel has to teach us, Ein Alok Reb Yossi. Tana Rabbanan, Ka Tafel Hashem. Anything that's any prefix or suffix to the Shem Hashem, Bein Milfon or Bein Ma'akrav, whether it's before the name of Hashem or whether it's after the name of Hashem, Harez and Nimchak, even though the name of Hashem is not, may not be erased, this may be erased. Lafon of Ketzat, what is the example of Lafon of? La Hashem, the Lamed Nimchak, Ba Hashem, the Bez is Nimchak, Va Hashem, the Vav is Nimchak, Ma Hashem, the Mem is Nimchak. These are all prefixes. Sha Hashem, the Shem is Nikav, Ha Hashem, Nimchak, Ka Hashem, the Chaf is Nimchak. All of them are prefixes. Lacher Ketzat, what is the explanation of, what is the example of Achrav? Elokeinu, the Nun Vav is Nimchak, Elokeihem, the Hey Mem is Nimchak, Elokeichem, the Chaf Mem is Nimchak. These are all suffixes. Achayim, however, the Achayim hold La'achrav, any suffix Ena Nimchak, Shva Kitra Hashem, already became Kaddish, given that it's connected to the Shem Hashem. Am Rav Huna, and indeed says Rav Huna, Haloch Achayim. And the Ritva explains why, what is the basis of the Achayim. He explains as follows. When the prefix is written, so there is no Shem Hashem written yet. Since there is no Shem Hashem written yet, so the prefix doesn't have a Kedusha. However, when the suffix is written when the Shem Hashem is already written. Since the Shem Hashem is already written, that suffix gets a Kedusha, and therefore it may not be erased. And in fact, this is one of the rayas, that whenever writing the Shem Hashem has to be written in the proper order. Because if the halacha were to be that the Shem Hashem could be written out of order, you could have a situation perhaps that the suffix was written before the Shem Hashem and the prefix was written after the Shem Hashem, and the entire pshat that the Ritva just taught us would fall away. It must be that the Shem Hashem must always be written in the proper order. In fact, there's another raya that the Minchas Chinuch gives, that the Shem Hashem should always be written in the proper order, because the Shem Hashem is spelled Yud Kei Vav Kei. So says the Minchas Chinuch, when we write the letters Yud Kei, we wrote a Shem Hashem, as they said when we learned the Mishnah. When you write the word Vav, when you write the letter Vav is already taking away a Shem Hashem, because Yud Kei Vav is not a Shem Hashem. So if you could write the Shem Hashem backwards, wouldn't it make more sense to do so and avoid, so to speak, destroying a Shem Hashem? The fact that that isn't done is a raya, because the Shem Hashem always has to be written in the proper order. And this entire Gemara about the Shem Hashem and how the Shem Hashem should be written is very relevant, la'loch l'maisa, that a Shem Hashem may never be erased. The Ratva says the Shem Hashem may not be erased, even if one's goal is really to make a tikkun. Let's say he didn't write the letter properly, or he didn't write the word in the proper place. Still, the Shem Hashem may never be erased. The Paiskim do, however, make a distinction between the actual Shem Hashem, which I just said may never be written, may never be erased, versus the extra letters that our Gemara just paskin like the Acherim, that the suffix also has a Kedusha, but all of the Paiskim agree that the Kedusha of the suffix is not the same as the Kedusha of the actual Shem Hashem, and there we're more makel allowing it to be erased. which is the same type of shaila where we have a machloikis noida bihuda and minchas chinuch, if one could take a letter of the Shem Hashem, not completely erase it, but just correct it by making it narrower, is that considered mechika Shem Hashem? Noida bihuda is more mekel, the minchas chinuch is machmer. The question that the Tishbas discusses, how do we treat the name, the word, the English word G of God, is it treated like a kinoi or not? He says that the English or any foreign word that translates to Shem Hashem is not considered the actual name of Hashem. It's only considered a reference to the Shem Hashem, and therefore he says it doesn't have the same isser of erasing the Shem Hashem, this of Loisasun Kain Hashem Lekechem, which is very relevant regarding carrying money that our money has on it, in God we trust, into a bathroom, or throwing out newspapers that may, or other publications that may have the Shem Hashem. On the other hand, I saw Tshuva from Moshe, where he takes the name of Hashem very seriously, and that's why he suggests that, as is the custom of many people, to write on the top of every piece of paper they write on, Baruch Hashem. He suggests that one should avoid that, because those pieces of paper are very typically discarded, and it has Hashem, which is a reference to Hashem, and he therefore says, if one want, what one should better do is write on top of the paper, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, which is also referencing power reliance on Hashem, and that doesn't have the same level of Kedusha. Our Gemara says, there's a difference between the prefix and the suffix. So I saw the Svarim explain that that should be our that this represents our attitude towards Hashem. We should always realize that we're la'achrov, that we should always be following Hashem. We're never la'fonov, that we should be telling Hashem what to do. We are always following Hashem. Furthermore, I saw from the Sefer Arachaim HaKadosh that he explains, we know that the Yontif, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, represents such a high point in our Jewish calendar, and explains why. He says, because Shmini Atzeres comes after all of the Yom Tovim of Elul and Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. And our Gemara teaches us that something that comes after the Shem Hashem, something that follows Kedusha, has Kedusha in it. Therefore, Shmini Atzeres, which follows all of these days of Kedusha, of the entire Chodesh Elul v'Tishrei, Atzeres Tia Lochem. Shavuos is like the Lochem, just like the Chaf Mem at the end of a letter of a Lekechem has Kedusha, so too does Shmini Atzeres represent the highest level of Kedusha. And the same, the Svarim explained, is what's represented by Achron Shel Pesach. What does Achron Shel Pesach mean? Achron Shel Pesach means that after we've inculcated the lessons of Pesach, the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the lessons of Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Achron, this is like after the name of Hashem, Einan Nimchak, that lesson should remain with us for the rest of the year. Continues the Gemara. Avram, the Latya, Lenovois, give us Binyamin Shlomo Daniel. Says the Gemara, Kol Shemes Hamurim Batayra, Bavram, wherever Avram Aminu is mentioned with the Shem Hashem, or with not the Shem HaMefarish, that's obvious, but even with the Shem of Adnus, the Kodesh. Chut Mizu Shulchal, besides one place that it's Chol, Shenemar, V'yomer Adoni, Avram Aminu was addressing the Malachim, he says, Imna Metzosi Chem Beinecha. Chananya, Ben Achi, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Azari, Mishra, Rabbi Lazar, Midai Amru, Avzah Kodesh. This Shem is also Kodesh. That, and he was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, I come to the Madrega and I'm speaking to you, but could you please wait so I should be able to go get these guests? And says the Gemara indeed, Kaman Ozla Hoda Omer of Yehuda Merav, Gedoy Lachnosis Orchim Yoiz Megwals Pnei Shechina, the Achnosis Orchim is greater than Shechina, Kaman Ka'ois Azog, that Avram Avinu, so to speak, asked the Malach Hashem to wait so he could do the mitzvah of Kabbalah Pnei, of Achnosis Orchim. How did Avram Avinu know that that was the right thing to do? So Mefarshim explained, because Avram Avinu by himself understood all everything that he's supposed to do, and his guf that ran to do such a mitzvah is a raya that that was the right thing to do. Furthermore, I saw the Mefarshim explain. The Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu ran towards the Malachim. Usually, when a person goes away from a great person, he's supposed to walk backwards. Avraham Avinu didn't walk backwards from the Shekhinah. He just ran to the Malachim because he realized that Achnasas Archim is greater. In fact, I saw the Mefarshim, the Kil Shietzchak explains. The din is, the rule is, that when one goes away from a mitzvah, he's not supposed to run. When one goes to a mitzvah, he is supposed to run. Now the question comes up, let's say somebody's leaving one mitzvah and going to the second mitzvah. So the first half he should not run, and the second half he should run. Here, however, he explains, we see that Avraham Avinu ran the entire way. Why did Avraham Avinu run the entire way? Because Avraham Avinu realized that the mitzvah of Hachnosos Archim is greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechinah. Another pshat that I saw, Gol Hachnosos Archim Yosef Pnei Gol's Pnei Shechinah, I saw actually two pshatim that contradict each other. On one hand, Gol Hachnosos Archim Yosef Gol's Pnei Shechinah, the Mefarshim explained, because it refers to tzaddikim. And bringing tzaddikim into one's house is even greater than bringing Hashem, because we can learn from the tzaddikim how to act. But another pshat is Gol Achnasas Archim Yosef Pnei Shechinah, because Achnasas Archim is not limited to tzaddikim. A person is supposed to be Machnas Orich, everyone. Gol Achnasas Archim Yosef Pnei Shechinah, because it's so important to bring everybody into the house. And in fact, there's a vart from the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem says, Gol Achnos Orchim Yosef Gol Pnei Shechinah, that sometimes when you bring a guest into your home, you can't always be sure that the guest will act properly. You may speak Lashon Hara, we may do things that you're not so satisfied with halachically. But, says the Baal Shem, the mitzvah Achnos Orchim is so great, Gol Achnos Orchim Yosef Gol Pnei Shechinah, that one should look away and just bring guest into his home. Kol Shemus Hamurim Loit. All the shemus that are mentioned regarding Loit Achol, Chut Mizesh, who Kaddish accept this one, Shinem of Yoimel Loit Aleim, Al No Adonai, Hinoi Motzachem Beinecho. Loit was asking that his life be saved. Who does one ask that his life be saved of? Mishiesh Biyod Elohamus Lachis, the one who has the ability to keep us alive or not, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shal Kol Shemus Amrim Nevois Kaddish. Nevois HaYisraeli is the person that was accused of cursing Hashem so that Achav could get his field. Says the Gemara, all the names that are mentioned there are Kodesh. All the names that are mentioned by Micha, who built a boy's Avodazara Chol. Blezam ibn Nevois, Kodesh. Nevois, all the names are indeed Kodesh. Micha, Yesh ben Chol, Yesh ben Kodesh. Aleph Lamed, wherever it's spelled Aleph Lamed, it's Chol. Yud Kei is Kodesh. Chuch Mizesh, Aleph Lamed, where the Pasuk uses the shame of Aleph Lamed for Kodesh. As the Pasuk says, that Kol Ayimei Hayoyis Beis HaKem V'Shiloi, and it means the Beis HaMikdash. Kol HaShemes HaMurim B'Givas Binyamin, where there, the story was of Pelegesh B'Giva, where somebody came to Binyamin with his Pelegesh, and she was violated and humiliated, and there was a terrible civil war in Klal Yisrael. So says the Gemara, Kol HaShemes HaMurim B'Givas Binyamin, Rebbe Leza HaMechoyl, Rishu HaMekoydish. Omer, Rebbe Leza, V'chi Maftich V'en Oysa. Well, Klal Yisrael went into battle with Binyamin. We find that they asked twice, should they go to battle, and they were told to go to battle, even though they lost. Omer, Rebbe Yishua Mashiftiach Oysa. Whatever they asked was done. Yes, there was a difference in the way the question was asked the first two times versus the third time. V'hem lebichnu, the first two times that they asked, they didn't ask im litzach, im litzach, if they will win. However, b'chroni shebichnu, the third time that they asked properly, heskima al yodam, shenem pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, oim lefanav b'yom mehem, lemer, hois oid lotus b'nei yisol mechoma, im b'nei b'nyamin achim achtel. Here they asked if they'll win, and they got an answer to that question. Says the Gemara, Kol Shloima, whatever the name of Shloima, Hamurim b'shir Ashirim, that's mentioned in Shir Ashirim is Kodesh. Shir, because it means Shir l'misha Shalom Shloi. Chut mizeh, except this one time where it says, Kami Shali l'fonof helif l'chol Shloim, Shlem of the day. Where there it refers not to Hashem, but to Shlem HaMelech. Messiah Lenoitrim is period. These fields, this gift is given to the Rabbanim. V'yoshem Af Sechoil, this Shema also. Hinem Atosel Shashloim Ashishim Gibarim Savim Charvloi, that there were 60 Gibarim surrounding Shlem HaMelech's bed, because he was scared of the Ashmedoi that he would leave his Malchus. Continues the Gemara. Avze, the second opinion obviously holds that also this name of Shloima, the mitasa shel Shloima, is not kodesh. V'loim b'bayi, and certainly way the pasuk of Karmi Shali. Elohada Mishmuel asked the Mara Shmuel said, "Machos the kot lechat mishit the be'alma lamencha." A government that kills 1/6 of its people, it sends 1/6 of its people into army, it's not punished. Shenamish Karmi Shali lefonai helaf lecha Shloima. 1,000 are for the Hakadosh Baruch Hu's army, or Messiah, which is the sixth, the light of his period of Malchus of the Ara. So now, according to this, Shmuel is saying that this pasuk is referring to Hashem, which is not following the opinion that we just cited. Shmuel like Tanakam like Yesh Oimrim, that seem to say that this wording of Shloima doesn't mean Hashem. It says the Gemara Olach Kama Yeshem Zek Kodesh, that the name of Karmi is Kodesh. V'zeu Chol the Mitasai, only the Shloima mentioned the Mitasai is Chol, and Shmuel will hold like that Yeshayim. Kol Malchi Amurim B'Daniel, wherever the word Melech is mentioned in Daniel, it's Chol. Chutz Mizeshu Kodesh Anta Malka Melech Machaya Delkoshmai Malchso Chisna V'Tokpav Yoko Yavloch, that you are a strong and powerful king. V'yeshem Afsa Kodesh Shnema Mori Chal Melosanuch of Sher El Arach, my lord, let the dream be on your enemies, and its interpretation should go on your enemies. Leman Kamar. So let's understand who is Daniel addressing. Isak Datuk Nevuchadnezzar Kamalei, they were speaking to Nevuchadnezzar, Senusim Nanuha, who are his enemies? Yisrael, Klaiso with Nevuchadnezzar's enemies. Mela Kalaitli Yisrael, is it appropriate that he's cursing Klaiso? Tanakamasover, son of Yisrael Ika, all of Nebuchadnezzar's enemies were Jews, son of the Kacham Lekka, there were no non-Jewish enemies, that's who he's addressing. Or Bekol Kinuyim, if somebody used any of the Kinuyim, Harei Lechayavim, there's a Chi of Shvus Eidus. Vermini asked the Gemara, Yitna Hashem Oizchol Olo Shvua, Mata Meloimer, V'leik Fanemer, V'shbiyas Akoin Ish Isha B'shvua Sa'ala. So the Pasuk, from the first part of the Pasuk, it's mashma that there's a shvua and a ola, and here it's mashma the two things. Answers the Gemara. Ufish nam v'shama kol ola, nam kan ola. The Torah uses the words ola by a soita, nam lahalan ola. And the Torah says ola regarding shvua sa'edith. Ma kan shvua, just like by a soita it refers to a shvua, af lahalan shvua means a shvua. Ma kan, and just like by a soita you have to use the shem Hashem, af lahalan by shvua sa'edith you have to use the shem Hashem. But according to this Braisa, there is no chiv for Shuas beat Haedis unless you use the Shem of Mefirish. Amisha says that all the Kinuyim will also create a Shuas Haedis. Amar Bai Loikasha. Harab Chanina Bar Idi, Harabonin. The Tanya, Rab Chanina Bar Idi, Amar Harav, Amar Torah, Shava, Alta Shava, Kalo, Alta Kalo, Ma Shava B'Shem, Af Loita Shava means B'Shem. So it has to be the Shem Hashem. Rav Chanina Ba'idi continues, Ma Kila B'Shem, just like the Torah says curse, it means it's only with the Shem Hashem. Avloy Sakala means only with the Shem Hashem. Rabbanan say, Igim Iri Gzer Shava Nebai Shem Yuchad. If they agree with this Gzer Shava, we should need a Shem Yuchad. Iloy Gmer Shem Hashem, all the Shvom and Allah, how do we know that we need a Shem at all? Nafkol medetanya olah, ain olah lelashin shvua. Kenu oim v'shbiya koinetz ishi b'shvus olah. Ask the Gemara. Hashem shvus olah k'siv. The Torah says Hashem shvus olah. How could the Rabbanan learn from olah, from a pasuk that says shvus olah? Hachkama olah. Ain li olah b'shvua, ain olah b'shvua. Kenu oim v'shbiya koinetz ishi b'shvus olah. Olah goes together with shvua. O menayin la'asoish shvus she'enima olah. K'shvus she'yeshima olah. Tamar Loimer, B'Shama Kom Ola, B'Shama Ol, B'Shama Kol. And a curse, as long as it has some reference to the Shem Hashem, will be considered a Shavuos HaEdus.